Hey, wait a second. Yeah, hold on. Sorry. I didn't mean to stop you from getting to where you need to go, but it's just that you look super familiar. Different, but like someone I used to know. Are you actually? Yes, from high school! Oh my god, that is so crazy! I mean, look at you! You're finally out in the sunlight! Seriously, though, it's been so long. Like, what, 9-ish years? You look so different. I barely even recognized you. I mean, you still have that same goofy face, so it was enough for me to notice you, but wow. Did you lose weight? Okay. Been hitting the gym, I see. But also, what is going on with your hair? No, nothing's wrong with it. I just didn't expect you to have that color. It looks so good. No, because I was trying to get you to dye your hair for like forever. I'm glad you actually decided to do it. God, compared to you, I can't even say I've changed that much. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I'm probably gawking about this too much. What I'm trying to say is that you look pretty good compared to when we graduated. You should be proud of it. Oh, okay. Excuse me. I didn't know you were already so confident in yourself. I guess you don't need me holding your hand anymore, do you? Not like when I used to have to pull you from class to class before someone could pick on you. Do you remember when you basically wedged yourself against the lockers just to try to hide in a corner? Yeah, sure. I don't know what I'm talking about either. Must be the wind. I mean, yeah, eventually you can maybe try holding my hand through some stuff, but I think I'm fine for right now. There's a lot I've been improving on too, though, but it's mostly just some mental health stuff, like better diet, vitamins, stuff like that. It's nothing super big that you didn't already know I was trying out. Oh. Actually, I did end up getting a job at the agency I used to talk about. Well, technically, it's just an internship right now, but hey, I still made it in. That's got to count for something, right? Thanks. I'm sure they would do great with a pretty face like mine. It probably won't mean much unless they put me in advertising, though, but yeah, maybe they'll make use of me somehow. Oh, okay, so you actually like work at that gym now. Are you like a trainer or are you just working the reception? That's cool. That's cool. Do you ever think about being a trainer though? I feel like you might be good at it if you stuck to it. I mean, there's no reason to stop here if you don't want to. Well, I don't think I necessarily need a trainer, but maybe I can use one in the future if I ever decide to start doing stuff like that. But I'll think about it. Thank you. I don't know if that's supposed to mean you want to hang out with me there or you actually think I need to go to the gym or but I'm gonna assume I'm reading too much into things, right? I already am being healthy. I don't need your help to try and decide what's best for a person. What is happening with you? I know it's been a while since we saw each other and you've like changed a lot about your appearance, but you're not usually this quippy. It's not that I don't like it, it's just that I can't tell if you're trying to be nice to me right now, like you used to be, or you're trying to be some kind of like flirt. Because I'm not entirely sure how I feel about the latter. Well, because if you were flirting, then it kind of seems like a little bit much, if not like cheesy. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. It just seems like you're being pushy, is all. But I could also be misreading this whole conversation to be something that it's not. I'm sure you were just trying to be nice. I know, and I want to hang out with you too, but can we just be a little more normal? You know, like how we used to joke around all the time and mess with each other? Now it feels more like you're trying to like hype me up over something, unless that's just how you are now. Please, can you just answer me straight? Are you flirting with me or not? Okay. All right. No, it's just not something I'm used to with you. After all the years we were around each other, I've just never seen you flirt with anyone, so I was like taken aback, I guess, a little. And like a little confused. And who exactly have you been practicing this with? Did you finally get good enough with relationships that you can try and flirt now? What does kinda mean? Does your new confidence and charisma not make you any better than high school? Good. I'm glad it's working then. Because you always seemed kind of lonely whenever I saw you. I was almost scared that you were going to keep that same energy after you graduated. But it sounds like things are finally turning around for you. Well, I wouldn't exactly say no. Like I said, I do want to hang out with you, but I'm not exactly sure how I feel about this kind of flirting that you're doing. I mean, you were fine when we were by ourselves in high school, but today was a bit. Yeah. Yeah, I saw. It was like that every time I came around. You got a lot happier, and it was honestly so precious. Of course it was. Your whole look, your vibe, your eyes. Actually, no, never mind. No, it's embarrassing. I did think you were pretty attractive at the time. Yes, your eyes. Are you kidding me? They were gorgeous then and they still are now. There was even this one time. Oh my God, this is so dumb. Okay, shut up, fine. Okay. There was this one time I dated this person. You remember Sam, right? Yeah, I was dating them for like 6 months, and it was a bit rough to say the least. Like, it sucked relationship wise. And I was like really trying to make it work. And I could tell that they were trying to for a bit, but I just didn't really know why I liked them, but also didn't like them. You know what I mean? It was kind of like if you knew something was there, but then there was always this little part of you that felt off like the whole time. Oh, can't relate? Okay. Well, there was this one time when we were kissing. I know, crazy, right? But after I closed my eyes, I realized. Wait, I can't even say it. Okay, I realized I had been thinking about yours. Your eyes. Like, they were just so pretty. And I wanted to get lost and like stare at them for hours. But then when the kiss stopped, I noticed that Sam had something like that too. I mean, the kiss wasn't great and neither was the moment, but I still sat there staring into their eyes for like a long time. And that was like the moment I realized why I had stayed in that relationship for so long. I know. So you might think that back then you weren't that good looking, but I mean, I honestly think that you were. Right now, I think that you do still have it. Despite whatever thing you just tried to pull on me earlier, I'd say you look just as good as I remember. Okay, fine. It wasn't that terrible. But I think you missed a couple spots where you should have tried something different. And maybe I am a little biased because I can't take you seriously knowing how bad you were in high school, but it was not that good, dude. You kept trying to push me to go to the gym. Do I actually look that bad to you? Yeah, no shit. We could have hung out anywhere else. I know it's your job, but we have time off. You do have time off, don't you? Then let's go literally anywhere else. Because I don't want to go to the gym while you're around to tell me how much I need to be there. If I start going, then it's just going to be without you, just FYI. Maybe I'm a little bit kidding, but how about we try something different next time? Yeah, next time. When we see each other again. I want you to come at me with your best ones. You'll need to bring a notepad with everything written down on it, and I'll need you to read it out for me one by one. It'll be like an open book test. That's why we always did it, which I would hope you can still do after all these years. I'm sure there's plenty of tests you've taken since then. There's driving tests, game shows, trivia, Well, no duh. Why would I suggest we went to any of those as a date? Are you kidding me? We're going someplace more fun. Yeah, I still have the same number. You didn't change yours, did you? All right, cool. I'll text you about it later. I was supposed to be picking up some food for my roommate, so hopefully it's not too cold, and hopefully she'll be nice to me if it is. I mean, at least I do have a story to tell her as an apology. But I'll see you later, okay? Bring your A game next time.